Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we meditate on the Word of God from our first lesson from Isaiah. The lesson was read in full. I'll just repeat a portion of it now. The Savior speaks through the prophet, "I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the soil makes the sprout come up and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations." This is the word of our Lord. We pray. Lord, open our eyes that we may see wonderful things in your word. Amen. Dear friends, fellow saints of God, redeemed by the blood of Christ and clothed in his righteousness, something that I don't entirely get as a father of three teen and preteen girls is standing in front of a closet full of clothes and saying, "I have nothing to wear." You know, it's hard sometimes. Well, what's wrong with this and what's wrong with that? I don't ask that anymore because I know there's an answer to everyone. I don't always understand why, but for some reason or another, there's a reason why every single thing in the closet won't work. Spiritually speaking, I think sometimes we can do the same thing. When we look at ourselves and see ourselves wrong and we say, "I'm no good, God couldn't possibly love me, there's something wrong with me," all of those things we think, and from a certain perspective, there's an element of truth to that, but when we say that, we're not looking at things the way that God does, and we're not finding our clothes, our spiritual clothes, where we ought to. Our true spiritual clothes need to be found in Jesus. Now, there's a certain thing about the clothes, I guess I can get it a little bit, that I think what it means sometimes is, well, these clothes aren't exactly right for where I'm going or the occasion that I'm going to. And I can see how sometimes that would be the case, that you want to have the right clothes for the right occasion. A wedding in particular, as your pastors are away at a wedding this weekend, you think about going to a wedding reception, you want to be dressed up right, and especially the bride and the groom. You know, the groom gets a custom-tailored suit or tuxedo, and the bride spends a lot of time and effort and expense on getting just the right dress and looking just right. You know, the groom wants to express, you know, "This is the best day of my life," and the bride wants to look radiant for her husband. In that case especially, those clothes are very important for that occasion. That's why, as Jesus speaks to us this morning through the words of the prophet Isaiah, he speaks to us first of all about his clothes, his spiritual clothes, and then what that means for us and our spiritual clothes. As Jesus speaks to us through the prophet Isaiah, he describes himself as being dressed properly for the occasion, like a bride or groom getting ready for the big day. Jesus tells us that he is dressed and ready to save. Jesus came clothed in righteousness so that he could clothe us in righteousness. Now, besides sometimes having sort of a symbolic function, clothes, of course, can be very useful. When you go to work, for example, you want to be dressed in the right clothes that are appropriate for your job. If you work in an office, you wear different clothes than if you're working in the garden or if you're doing landscaping. A construction worker dresses different than a police officer. If you're a mechanic, well, you can get away with, you want clothes that aren't going to get in the way, but they can get some grease on them and they can get dirty, and that's okay. Other jobs, that may not be so much the case. But you need clothes that are appropriate for the job that you need to do. And Jesus says the same thing, that as he came into the world, he came dressed in the appropriate clothes, the appropriate spiritual clothes for his job. He says he was wearing garments of salvation and a robe of righteousness. For his job of saving us from our sins and preparing us for heaven, he was dressed just right. Now, at first glance, since Jesus is speaking of spiritual clothes and not outward physical clothes, we might miss it. We might not see it at first glance, because in outward appearance, Jesus was very humble and lowly. His clothes of righteousness were hidden under rags of humility, his humble birth, how he was laid in a manger, and his life of poverty, and his suffering and death. And yet, under those rags of humility were hidden glorious clothes indeed. True righteousness. Jesus was perfect in everything that he did. He was completely unsoiled by sin, and spiritually speaking, he was adorned with every possible good work. And sometimes even Jesus allowed a little view of his heavenly glory. Every time he healed the sick or raised the dead, he was allowing people to see there's a little bit more here than meets his eye. And at his transfiguration, Jesus allowed even his earthly clothes to literally be dazzling like lightning. But most of the time, it wasn't visible to the earthly eye. But you could always look past his humility to see that perfect life of righteousness that he lived. Always perfect, wholehearted devotion to his heavenly Father and his will. Always perfect love and compassion for other people. Always putting the needs of other people above his own. Always serving. Jesus was righteous in everything that he did. And of course, it comes in a very stark contrast to our own lives. We like to think and to tell ourselves that we look pretty good spiritually. But Jesus' perfect life of righteousness in comparison to ours shows our righteous acts to be the filthy rags that they really are. When you put our life of selfishness and self-pursuit and looking inward to the perfect life of Jesus' self-sacrifice, you can see how dirty and ugly our spiritual clothes really are and how unsuited they are for the glory of heaven. But the reason Jesus came into the world was not to make us look bad by comparison. He came to give us better clothes, clothes of righteousness. Isaiah says that he makes righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. Jesus, by his perfect life in our place and his death on the cross, washes away all the stain of our sin and puts his perfect life of righteousness on us like a new set of clothing. Jesus was clothed in righteousness so that he could give us the clothing of righteousness. So at a wedding reception, if you've ever been to a wedding reception at a fancy hotel, for example, you know you need to be dressed up and to be dress suited to the occasion. You can't spend the day working out in the garden and come in all muddy and grubby to the wedding reception. Or, you know, I wouldn't wear, after going through a wrestling practice, just come in my sweaty wrestling practice clothes. That wouldn't be right. It would be an insult to the bride and groom. And, you know, at best, walking in the wrong clothes, you might get a few dirty looks. At worst, you might be asked to leave or escorted out. You need to be dressed properly to be there. And spiritually speaking, it's the same way. It is not appropriate for us to be in heaven dressed in the filthy rags of our sin. It's not appropriate for God's holiness, and it's an insult and a slap in the face to God and His holy presence. Heaven itself is often pictured as a wedding banquet, a wedding reception. Jesus even talked about that in one of his parables. He said, "When the king came in to see the guests at the wedding, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. 'Friend,' he asked, 'how did you get in here without wedding clothes?' The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, 'Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.'" Our spiritual clothing of sin makes it entirely inappropriate for us to be in heaven. And we would not be allowed in. But that's why Jesus came, to give us a new set of clothes. Jesus came to give us the robe of His righteousness. His salvation and righteousness that He won on the cross was put on us like a new set of clothes at our baptism. As the Bible says, all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. At our baptism, the filthy rags of our sin were washed clean, and Jesus gave us His own perfect life and righteousness to put on like a new set of clothes. So that as God sees us, He does not see the stain of our sin. He does not see the ugliness of our guilt, but He sees only the perfection of Jesus' righteous life, which is given to us as a gift through faith. In fact, we are dressed not only as a wedding guest in heaven, but as the bride. As the Apostle Paul writes, Christ loved the church, that's us, and gave Himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the Word, and to present her to Himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Revelation also says, I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, again, that's us, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. Jesus came dressed and ready to save so that He could make us dressed and ready for heaven. And that's important for us to remember now as well. First of all, because we do tend to see things differently than God does. That sometimes we look at ourselves and we say, boy, I'm just no good. And it might be from a spiritual perspective. It is true. We're sinful. And maybe sometimes it's just giving the false value that the world gives to us, believing the lies of the world that what gives you your value is your looks or money or possessions or your talents, and saying, well, I don't have very much money. I must be no good. Or I'm not very good looking. I must be no good. Or whatever it is. And that's the message the world gives you. You don't have enough of this. You're not good enough. And then you add our own guilt of our sin on top of that, and we say, I'm not good enough. Well, that's kind of the spiritual equivalent of standing in front of a closet full of clothes and saying, I have nothing to wear. You have the righteousness of Christ that has been put on you at your baptism. And that means that God does not see any flaw or failure or anything at all wrong with you. But He sees only the righteousness of Christ. You are beautiful to God. You are valuable and precious to God. You are an heir of heaven, fully dressed and ready to be there. That robe of righteousness, the clothes of Jesus' salvation, is something that we always have and that we need to remember when we're not feeling like everything is right with us. That's what Jesus came to fix. We have his righteousness that we are dressed in. And the other thing about our new set of clothes that impacts us now is that it does, in fact, make us stand out from the world. Jesus wants his righteousness to shine out in our lives. And at first thought, that might not really be something that we're entirely interested in because we don't always like standing out. You know, if you're dressed very, very formally in a finely tailored suit or in a fancy dress, and everyone else is dressed casual, that might feel a little awkward. I mean, you'd still look good, but you'd feel a little bit different and not together with the rest of the group. And sometimes it's like that, being clothed in the righteousness of Christ. It does make you different and stand out, but God wants it to be that way. When your real clothes, your spiritual clothes in Christ, are plain for everyone to see, it gives you an opportunity to tell where they came from, what Jesus has done for you, what Jesus has done for the whole world in bringing salvation to that. You don't have to feel awkward about that. You don't have to be afraid of that, but to speak out boldly about our Savior. Jesus has brought us from the rags of sin to the riches of eternal life by clothing us with righteousness. And he wants to do that for everyone around you, everyone in the world. Jesus came dressed, ready to save, with the robe of Jesus' righteousness covering us like a new set of clothes. We are dressed and ready to serve him. Let us be ready and willing to do so. Even more importantly, dressed in the robe of Christ's righteousness, we are dressed and ready for the heavenly wedding banquet. May we look forward to that day with joy. Amen. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.